Hey there, it's Linda Ferguson of NLP Canada Training coming to you in the hot, hot days of summer. I wonder if you can imagine the temperature rising and the humidity rising. So it's so hot that just the walk from the door to your car leaves you wet and drained and wishing to sit on a patio in the shade with a cool drink and lovely food that somebody else prepared, and to nibble ever so delicately while you indulge yourself in good conversation and moments of silence, sitting across a table from somebody you love, somebody you respect, somebody you just really enjoy being with. And as you imagine sitting there at that patio, chatting and then silent with this person you are glad to be with, sipping a cool beverage and food that somebody else has gone to the trouble to make, I want you to notice how easy it is for somebody to sneak into your head and change what you are thinking, to change your frame and your state, and the meanings you assign to the moment that you are in. I don't know what you think suggestion means, but many people think it's only a suggestion. It's just an opinion. It's only an idea I'm putting out there. It's not a command. It doesn't have power until it does. In hypnosis, they call the commands the ideas that a hypnotist plants in a client's mind, suggestions. And they say that no one can give you a suggestion that you wouldn't be willing to act on when you were wide awake. It sounds so safe when we follow that frame, but if we give our head a shake, we can go back to dozens of times when we did stuff wide awake that we later wished we hadn't done. Human beings are very social connections, and when somebody invites us into a connection that is energized and energizing, that is trusted, that feels good, then when we hear something that isn't quite right, that doesn't quite fit our experience, we're willing to move our experience just a little. After all, that's how human beings learn. We take what we know and we adjust it to the experience of somebody who knows just a little bit more. In hypnosis, a suggestion is a way to change what somebody thinks so that they change how they act. And in conversation, when people are wide awake, they are still social beings. They are still influenced by the desire to connect and to stay in connection. And they still hear sensory specific language describing behaviors and states as suggestions, as hypnotic suggestions, as ideas as seductive as the idea of lingering on a patio on a sunny summer afternoon. What this means is that those of us who are imaginative, who like to connect, who want to help people, have an extra responsibility. Because we know that when we see something in somebody and we give it words, we are not just describing or observing. We are making suggestions. We are assigning meaning that leads to action, to somebody else's thoughts, and that the people who want to stay in connection with us have a stake in believing what we say. And not just believing it, imagining it, engaging with it, acting on it. Imagine that tomorrow you walk by a patio and you see friends sitting and laughing and sipping a cool beverage. How much will you find you want to join them, to be on that patio, to call a friend, to find somebody to hang out with, and to let the summer just seep into you? It seems harmless, but it's my idea. It might be your idea tomorrow, but the only way to know would be to test it, to say to yourself, yes, that's appealing, but is it really what I want right now? Let me check in with all of myself. And before I make suggestions, I need to check in with all of myself to say, people might take this more seriously than I intended. And so I'd better say beverage and allow them to decide if, like me, they're going to sit on that patio in the sunshine and sip soda water and cranberry juice. Maybe not what you expected, maybe not what you imagined. For all suggestions are a collaboration somewhat out of the control of either party, because both the listener and the speaker are part of the way the meaning is made and the motivation is set. There's no way to avoid the conundrum of suggestions that go one step further to become more powerful than we intended, to be much more than just a suggestion, and instead to be the suggestion that changes a life. We are programmed, wired, developed, evolved, designed to suggest things to each other, and to take those suggestions and go with them and build with them, to build connections through them. But because we know we are social beings, and because we are of two minds, our unconscious mind that craves connection and imagines and motivates, and our conscious mind that can step back and say, wait a minute, what are the consequences? Where did this idea come from? Is this what I want now? I'm Linda Ferguson of NLP Canada Training, suggesting that you have a marvelous day or evening or weekend in which you thoroughly enjoy being alive and engaged and connected.